Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview, presented by your New England Honda dealers, Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper at Splitsville Patriot Place. Coffee with the Coach is fueled by Dunkin' Donuts. Do you have a question for the head coach? Visit 98.5thesportsup.com for your chance to win Pats tickets and a $25 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Scott Zolak standing by with the coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, tough 2 weeks. I've talked to you about this before, sort of back to basics of practice this week.
Yeah, well, we definitely need to do a lot of things better, but fundamentals and basics are that will be high on the list. Just all of us need to do a better job with our coaching, playing, basic fundamental execution. So hopefully it'll happen today.
I know talking to you last week, especially in Detroit, defensively lacked some depth there. You had some issues, but Trey Flowers, Patrick Chung trending to play today?
Yes, I think they'll play today.
Okay, tough 5-day stretch coming up too. You know, you're on a short week. We're not looking at the Colts yet, but for the team, you know, sort of you see it on the other side. If you could take care of business, as things seem right now, you're not playing great football. In a matter of 5 days, you could change the complexion of where the season's heading, fair to say?
Yeah, well, today's a great opportunity. It's our first division game, and, you know, that those are always important. So it'd be good to get back on track today. That'd go a long way for us.
I know there was a report this morning, Josh Gordon trending to play today. Is that the case?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it and see how it goes here, but I think he's got a chance.
Okay, Miami, here they are, 3-0. You could say, you know, regardless of who they played, they're sitting there at 3-0, you are what you are. Seems like Coach Gase has had sort of a culture change down there, not to really name people, but he's gotten rid of some key guys. It seems like he's gone with the guys where football matters to them.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. And, you know, they've always done a good job. They're very aggressive on defense, and they have a lot of explosive players on offense, a lot of guys that can – make big plays, and they've gotten big plays out of their skill players, their backs, their quarterback, their receivers. So a lot of weapons on offense.
Speaking of the quarterback, 10-1 last 11 games, or it's 9-1 out of last 10. I'm not sure exactly which one, but he has played well, and I've talked to you this past week, his decision-making. Having that type of speed around him, how much has that helped him get the ball out of his hand as quick as he can?
Yeah, I think that's been good for him, and he makes good decisions, both at the line of scrimmage on check-with-me type plays and also distributing the ball to the playmakers. So you know, he's done a good job of that, and that's certainly helped him.
All right, taking a look at them offensively, Wilson, we saw him in Kansas City. You know, it gives them a really viable option in the slot, plus with the addition of Amon Doolin. We, of course, know Stills and his ability to get deep on post routes. How concerning is that for you guys today?
Yeah, again, their skill players are very good, both on deep balls, catch and run plays, and they also use them on plays behind the line of scrimmage, like speed sweeps and slip screens and things like that. So, they're really, if you're too far off them, they can beat you with their run after catch ability. If you're up there tight, they'll throw it over your head. So we just got to do a good job on all those players. But they have, again, a lot of weapons. And so they really, you know, it's kind of like last week with Detroit. The skill players are very explosive.
Xavien Howard, we talked about him last year, saw him in week 14. You know, his growth as far as being a young guy there. They're young in the secondary, but yet there's still guys like Phillips and Wake up front. So they have a pretty good mix of talent across the board on defense.
Yeah, they're very good up front. The ends do a great job of pressuring a quarterback, and the secondary is a good ball hawking secondary that led by Howard, who's gotten his hands on a lot of balls. But Jones, McDonald's a real physical player. McCain does a good job for him, another very athletic, competitive player, plays outside and in the slot. So they have fast speed at linebacker, certainly with Alonzo, McMillan, Baker, a couple of young kids that all run well. So they have a lot of team speed on both sides of the ball, and you know, we'll have to neutralize that with our you know, execution and physical play.
Well, when you talk about team speed, and especially at the linebacker position with a guy like Kiko Alonso, will you see him out there pretty much more on third downs when they go nickel, where most teams sort of, you know, and I know you guys do it, you'll bring an extra safety in or you bring an extra nickel guy, but his ability and his speed, does that allow him to stay out on third down?
Yes, he's out on the field. He'll be out there basically on every play, and he runs extremely well. He pursues well, and is a smart, instinctive player. So, I mean, he's led their team in tackles, and he's around the ball a lot.
Okay, Matt Leick gets inducted to Patriots Hall of Fame yesterday, and I talked to you about him this past week. He gave you a nice complimentary credit for not only drafting him, obviously you drafted him, but for the development. And I know he gave you some back and forth, but he was very complimentary of a guy like Dante Scarnecchia. How important, you know, not only for you picking the guy, but to have the type of assistance you have in Scar to not only like develop guys like Matt Leick, but Nate Solder, who you drafted, Sebastian Vollmer, and how critical it is to have that type of anchor on either side of your quarterback.
Well, yeah, your staff's very important, and I've been very fortunate to have great staff members in all three areas, offense, defense, special teams, as well as in the strength and conditioning area. So those guys all do a great job, and collectively, you know, I'm very fortunate to have that group individually. You know, they all have strengths in the areas that they work in, but collectively as a group, they work well together, they help each other out, and they you know, do a good job in their respective units.
All right, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Jack O'Donovan of Ashburnham. Asked about the short week. How much preparation do you have to kind of squeeze into a week with a team like the Colts? Team you are familiar with, but, you know, they have a new head coach. How much do you have to speed up and get ready once this game is over?
Well, a lot. Yeah. When this game's over, we're already at basically, you know, Wednesday night of the following week. So there's a lot of catching up to do. We won't spend too much time on the Miami game other than to identify some of the basic corrections we need to make. But we'll need to get on to the Colts. We haven't played them in a couple of years, and they don't have very many players there that were there last time we played them, plus a new coaching staff, as you mentioned. So next week will be a tough week. We'll get to that pretty soon.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Good luck getting back on track today. Big division opponent. Stay healthy against the Dolphins. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, let's throw back up the Beetle at Splitsville.
Music of the game is brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Cole Swindell and Dustin Lynch. Reason to drink another tour at the DCU Center on Friday, October 12th. Buy tickets at livenation.com. We'll be on the field with Zoe coming up on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.